This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union scrambled Monday to hammer out a coordinated response to a mutated strain of the coronavirus sweeping Britain after countries cut transport links from the UK. Experts from the bloc's 27 member states held a three-hour crisis meeting in Brussels to come up with options on how to standardize the measures put in place to try to curb the spread of the new variant. Britain could face a shortage of fresh produce and greens due to the transport chaos as tortuous Brexit talks linger and more countries shut borders after the emergence of the more contagious COVID-19 variant. France decided Sunday to prevent freight traveling through the key port of Dover. The decision, initially set to last for 48 hours, caused Britain to bring forward Operation Stack, the contingency plan drawn up to deal with anticipated freight tailbacks on roads around Dover in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The clock continues to tick down to Brexit. Only 10 days are left until January 1st, when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union. At least five countries and airlines, including Germany and Turkey, are reported to have banned flights from South Africa Monday over the discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus there. South Africa's health department said last week the new genetic mutation may be responsible for a recent surge in infections. Sweden announced Monday it was barring travelers from neighboring Denmark after a new mutation of the coronavirus first seen in the UK was reported in that country. The World Health Organization said Monday the new variant of coronavirus is not yet out of control, urging measures to help stop its spread. The WHO adds there is zero evidence it increases severity of the disease and add it's good news that the UK reports the new strain does not affect efficacy of vaccines. From Washington, this is VOA News. A nurse at a hospital in the United States, state of Connecticut, became one of the first people in the U.S. to receive the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine Monday. The first Moderna inoculations come after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced late Friday it had granted emergency approval for the vaccine. And it's exactly 1 week after the U.S., the country hardest hit by the coronavirus, began administering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will receive a coronavirus vaccine on live television Monday as part of a growing effort to convince the American public it's safe. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Biden has said he doesn't want to jump the line, but he does want to be vaccinated and do his part. His wife, Jill, will also get a shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, has said Biden, as incoming president, should be vaccinated early. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband are expected to receive their first shots next week, while President Trump, who had the coronavirus, has not gotten vaccinated yet. Vice President Pence has, as well as a contingent of D.C. lawmakers. I'm Julie Walker.
Government and opposition representatives in Ivory Coast held talks Monday aimed at resolving a months-long political crisis. The meeting focused on demands for reform of the country's electoral commission ahead of legislative elections early next year, an opposition leader told journalists afterwards. The West African state has been gripped by tension since President Alassane Ouattara announced in August he would bid for a third term in office, a move the opposition branded as unconstitutional. President Paul Kagame said Monday Rwandan troops deployed to the Central African Republic to protect peacekeepers there would not be bound by UN rules of engagement. The Central African Republic's government Saturday accused the country's former president, François Bozizé, of leading three armed groups in an attempted coup as tensions mount ahead of the key presidential and legislative elections December 27th. Monday, Kagame told a press conference Rwandan troops will operate under a new bilateral agreement with CAR when dealing with the rebel forces that will authorize them to contain, quote, any situation that is aimed at disrupting the elections and also protect Rwandan peacekeepers against being targeted by rebels, end quote. Meanwhile, Russia's deputy foreign minister rejected reports Monday the country had sent troops to the Central African Republic after the alleged coup attempt. Two people were found guilty Monday of manslaughter and people smuggling over the gruesome discovery of 39 dead Vietnamese migrants in the back of a lorry in England last year. The bodies of the men and women were found inside a sealed container near London in October 2019. I'm Diane Roberts.